Here's the weekly briefing brought to you by the Population Research Institute at pop.org. Jonathan Abamonte reports. A number of states have pushed back against an attempt by the United Nations Human Rights Committee to reinterpret the right to life to mean a right to abortion. This past July, the committee approved a draft of a general comment, number 36, at its first reading. General comment number 36 seeks to reinterpret the right to life to include the unborn child in the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, ICCPR. The Human Rights Committee is tasked with a monitoring of the implementation of the ICCPR. Several states' parties have come out against the committee's latest general comment and have made it clear to the committee that it has no right or authority to claim that states must legalize abortion. In general comment number 36, paragraph 9, the committee claims that Article 6 obligates states to legalize abortion in cases of health, rape, incest, fetal disability, and I quote, in situations in which carrying a pregnancy to term would cause the woman substantial pain or suffering, end quote. Now, far from guaranteeing a right to abortion, however, Article 6 of the ICCPR recognizes the universal right to life, and in fact, it states, every human being has the inherent right to life. This right shall be protected by law. No one shall be arbitrarily deprived of his life. Several states and numerous civil society organizations, including the Population Research Institute, were keen to point out that the committee possesses no authority to reinterpret the treaty to mean something other than what has been agreed to by state parties. The United States delegation lambasted General Comment number 36 for being, quote, overly expansive, close quote, and, open quote, for providing little or no or authoritative legal support, end quote. The U.S. criticized the committee's general comment for failing to provide sufficient justification for its views through the established rules of treaty interpretation under international law. The U.S. delegation also requested that the committee operate within its mandate by only issuing recommendations in manner in accordance with their non-binding nature, and that the committee should refrain from providing its recommendations in imperative, must, or mandatory, required terms. The Australian delegation also expressed reservations about the obligatory tone of paragraph 9, stating that they were concerned about the framing of some examples in mandatory terms, that is, information and education about reproductive options. Malta, Poland, and the Russian Federation also flatly denied a right to abortion in the ICCPR. The Russian delegation called the entire paragraph 9 inappropriate and reminded the committee that the issue was under the proper jurisdiction of another UN treaty monitoring body, which, contrary to the Human Rights Committee, is pursuing a line to promote reproductive health and prevent abortion and not encourage them. The Maltese delegation made clear that comment number 36 should in no way create obligations on any party to consider abortion as a legitimate form of reproductive health rights. The Polish delegation provided a detailed and pointed defense of the right to life, saying that the ICCPR must protect the life of every innocent human being, regardless of his or her stage of development. The Polish comment continued, vulnerable, weak, or less autonomous human beings, whether in the early, prenatal, or late terminal stages, should not be considered as deserving stronger and not weaker protection of their rights. The Austrian delegation made a point that, contrary to paragraph 9, which calls on countries to decriminalize abortion, Austrian law levies penalties on individuals who break the country's abortion law. The Japanese delegation also criticized paragraph 9, saying that there is no logical connection between laws banning abortion and the coincidence of so-called unsafe abortion. But paragraph 9 was not the only part of the general comment nations took issue with. A number of states also objected to paragraph 10, which proposes that states may allow or should not prevent the practice of euthanasia. Several states warned the committee not to intervene on issues of assisted suicide and euthanasia. Perhaps the strongest comment came from the Norwegian delegation, which said, "The right to life cannot, without a distortion of language, be interpreted as conferring the diametrically opposite right, namely, a right to die and to be helped to do so." On the opposite end of the spectrum, the Netherlands actually condemned paragraph 10 for being too restrictive. Now, it's widely known that the involuntary euthanasia and abuses of the Netherlands are widespread, where one in every 22 deaths is now due to euthanasia. In the Netherlands, euthanasia can even be approved for psychiatric patients. Last year, the country began offering euthanasia for persons with dementia and has proposed expanding it further to persons who have, open quote, completed life, close quote, but who are not terminally ill. Even the Human Rights Committee in its last periodic review of the Netherlands expressed that it was concerned about the extent of euthanasia and assisted suicide and asked the Netherlands to review its law in light of its obligations under the ICCPR. In its comment on the general comment number 36, the Netherlands asked that the qualifier catastrophic be removed from the paragraph 10, saying that restricting euthanasia only to catastrophically afflicted adults would set an unduly high threshold. Perhaps one of the strongest rebukes for general comment number 36, however, came not from a state party, but from the committee's sister treaty monitoring body, the United Nations Committee on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. The CRPD lashed out against paragraph 9 as discriminatory. The CRPD criticizes the Human Rights Committee's claim that states should allow selective termination of unborn children with disabilities, saying that discriminating on the basis of disability perpetuates notions of stereotyping disability as incompatible with a good life, end quote. The committee further condemned paragraph 9 as a violation of Articles 4, 5, and 8 of the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. The CRPD also criticized paragraph 10, saying, "The text perpetuates stereotypes about severely impaired people suffering and being better off dead." The committee advised that instead of authorizing euthanasia, paragraph 10 should be changed to authorizing states the ability to provide palliative care. That's been your weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. Thanks for listening.